Millions of people on Medicaid could lose their coverage in the coming weeks. That's because starting tomorrow, a number of states will begin cutting off beneficiaries that no longer qualify for Medicaid, or some who weren't able to complete the renewal process, followed by other states in the coming months. The federal government provided a safety net of sorts during the pandemic by making sure people were covered, even if their eligibility had changed. In exchange, states received more funding. As what's called unwinding begins, public health experts are worried that there'll be a spike in people losing coverage who need it. Dr. James Schultz is Chief Medical Officer of Neighborhood Healthcare, which operates clinics in Riverside and San Diego counties in California. California has the largest Medicaid program in the country. It's called Medi-Cal. Dr. Schultz, welcome.
Thank you very much.
I'm imagining there's a lot of fear and also confusion about who might be kicked off. What are you telling your patients, doctor? How do they know if they'll lose coverage?
It's really hard to know. The state is going to be notifying our patients who may be losing their coverage ahead of time, but in many cases, the patients have moved. The state may not have a current address for them. They may be homeless and not be able to receive mail. And the packets that the patients get from the state are very, very complicated and really require someone with a high level of sophistication and who knows how to complete the forms correctly. But many times the patient doesn't know, and we don't know until they show up in the office seeking services that they're no longer eligible for Medi-Cal.
I mean, I have to say, doctor, it makes me wonder if someone's homeless, they probably need government-provided health insurance. And also, just for reference, here in California, to qualify for the state's Medicaid program, a family of four would need to make less than around $42,000 a year. So, doctor, for people who are on Medicaid but no longer qualify, or they qualify but they don't renew, what happens to them when they get kicked off?
Well, they don't have insurance. And then when they come into the office, we're a community health center and we will see them, but we only do primary care. If they need specialty services, advanced imaging, other testing, or laboratory work, then they have a bill to pay, and they generally choose not to do the service and defer the care. And in some counties in California, it can take 2 or more months to initiate the insurance coverage. And so we see a lot of delayed care and progression in disease that's really unnecessary.
You know, it sounds really worrying, doctor, that people are delaying care and that it can cause a disease to progress. Could you give us an example of someone who that might have happened to?
Well, there's endless examples, really. So we do a lot of chronic disease management. And so somebody who has diabetes and is no longer able to get their medications, they may be on 2 oral medications and insulin. If they can't get their medication because they don't have insurance coverage, they have a high likelihood of ending up in the hospital with advanced diabetic complications, such as heart attacks, strokes, amputations, and kidney failure. It's really unnecessary if we could not have a gap in coverage.
Yeah. The Kaiser Family Foundation recently estimated that Medicaid enrollment would reach about 95 million in March. It's an increase of 30% since before the start of the pandemic. Did you see a big increase in your practice?
We have seen a steady increase throughout the pandemic. One of the things that happened during the public health emergency was the recertification process was suspended. So everybody who had Medicaid continued to have Medicaid throughout the pandemic. And then we had of course, people losing their jobs or falling into the poverty levels. They've been added to the Medicaid rolls. And then in addition, in California, we've expanded the age of eligibility down to age 50. So everybody up to age 26 and 50 and above is now eligible for Medi-Cal. And so we've seen that 50 to 65 expansion has hit within the last 18 months.
And so, doctor, finally, what options are there for people if they get kicked off and can't afford other coverage?
Well, I think there's a couple of issues. I think one of the things that we would like to see is, especially in California where the cost of living is higher, is for the poverty level limitations to be increased a bit or to have the level raised where people can make a little bit more money and still qualify for Medi-Cal. For our individual patients, I think if they can get to a federally qualified health center or to a county department that's involved with Medicaid enrollment, that's the critical thing at this point. So if they're not receiving their recertification packages in the mail, then they need to get to their clinic where we do have enrollment counselors that can help, or get to the county facilities that can help with Medicaid
Okay.
enrollment.
Dr. James Schultz is Chief Medical Officer of Neighborhood Healthcare in the San Diego area. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.